Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected honorable ulama, respected and beloved brothers, elders and our young ones in Islam, maybe 2 months before this, we ourselves and our imams were making the dua, Allahumma barik lana Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And then a few days thereafter, some imams began to make the dua, Allahumma ballig lana fima baqiya min Rajab. Oh Allah, bless us in the balance of Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan, and oh Allah, cause us to reach Ramadan. And now that Ramadan that was in anticipation is now literally at our doorstep. What we need and what we ought to do at this point in time when Ramadan is so close to us. The preparation period has never come to an end. We can still sit down and prepare for the month of Ramadan and to short circuit all the preparation processes. The simple way is turn our hearts towards Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah, this month now is at our doorstep. Cause us to reach it is a step or two. With khair and afiyat, with barakat, with the adab and respect and the etiquette of the month. And oh Allah, you accept from us. When we look at the ahadith of the month of Ramadan and the fasting, very seldom we speak about the fasting in itself. I'll just focus a few minutes on the actual fasting itself. What does it entail? We find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this fast is a secret between me and my servant. There is no intermediary between Allah and the servant. In the month of Ramadan, more than likely everybody knows we would be fasting. But nonetheless, what a person goes through in the process of that fasting, that still is a secret between him and Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote an incident of a person that fasted his entire life. And till the end, not one individual of his family had known that he had been fasting. Like every other person, you leave home, you take your lunch, he would leave home and take his bread, or en route he will give it out in charity, and then he will come back home as though he relished whatever was given to him, and yet he will be in the state of fasting that was between him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah grant us that ikhlas, not only in our fasting, in every deed of ours. And brothers, on this ulama wrote that whatever we do, lots of it is visible. But let us try and carry out some deeds only for the sake of Allah, that only Allah knows, not even our wife, not even our children. And make dua, it never manifests. Then we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the fasting person, one hadith fasting is the shield, and in one hadith fast will keep a person away from the fire of Jahannam. Not only safeguarding the person from the fire of Jahannam, but will keep him away, so far away from the fire of Jahannam, the distance that it will take a young crow, most of us know a crow lives a very long life, that flies from its birth right till it dies of old age, that distance that a crow would cover, that is how far Allah Ta'ala keeps a fasting person away from the fire of Jahannam. And then we find in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Jannah has one door that is known as Rayyan, and the fasting people will enter from that door. Now, sometimes when you look at this hadith without context, we don't understand it. But you go to a particular place and you are a VIP, and they say, for you, Hazrat, you come through this door. This is your entrance. You feel very special. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is actually driving to us. And this is the message that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving, that you have fasted for me, I have kept this special entrance for you, a VIP entrance. Then we have the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which leave the fasting person the fragrance, the odor, the smell that emits from the mouth of a fasting person is better than the smell of musk in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Now these are examples, no. These are realities, yes. Metaphorical, no. Figurative, no. Reality, yes. There was a person by the name of Abdullah bin Ghalib that passed away some centuries before. And he was one that fasted not only the month of Ramadan, but the prelude to Ramadan, after Ramadan, and the Sunnah fast he would keep. And after he had passed on, when he was buried, from his grave emitted the smell of the fragrance of musk. Those that have gone to the qabr of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi will bear testimony to this. An alim passed away in the UK some months back. People bore testimony to this. But what was the reason of Abdullah bin Ghalib's qabr emanating and giving out that smell of musk? People could not understand. Then one person sees him in a dream. And in that dream he asked about the smell of musk, and he replied, because of my fasting, I remain thirsty for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and my deprivation at night because of the Quran Sharif. Now the Quran Sharif is a whole different discussion, but the reality strikes when a person begins to understand that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it being better than the smell of musk, then it is not just going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala sometimes manifested before. The people of the past had taken their fasting so serious that a person by the name of Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam, a very pious, saintly personality that would keep an abundance of nafil fast. And in the state of nafl fast, he becomes ill, and now he is in the throes of death. The people around him offer him to drink water. He asked them, has the sun set? They said no. He said no, I will not drink the water. Then again he goes into a difficulty of breathing and severe thirst, where now he cannot speak anymore. And again the people around him offered him water. And again, by the gesture of his hand, he asked them, has the sun set? The people said no. And he refused to drink that water. At precisely the time of iftar, they managed to put one drop of water into his mouth And with that one drop of the mortar, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he left this world. Another person by the name of Ibrahim bin Hani was one of the contemporaries and the friends of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah. Similar was his condition, that he is now in the throes of death, the severity of maut is upon him. People offer him the water and he refuses to take the water. At that time, one person said to him that, Hazrat, for a fard fast, if this is was your condition in the fard fast, then this is a nafil. Drink that water and save your life. And he said, no, not at all. And then the sakarat gets heavier. And then he recites the ayat of the Quran, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ The likes of this with those who practices, he breathed his last and he left this world in that state. Now this ayat of the Quran Sharif, just one or two aspects. If you look at the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Ahli Jannat, the people of Jannah, the ni'mats of Jannah. And here is a person that is focused on this and the termination of all the descriptions of the Jannat itself, the ni'mats of Jannat, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ that the likes of this with those who act upon. So it becomes apparent that this person was in that state, that like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَنْ صَامَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا that person who fast with true iman, وَإِحْتِسَابًا and he has the full knowledge that his reward is from Allah Ta'ala. And here is a man that understood that full knowledge. He understood it is Jannat. Jannat is in his mind, and in that state, in the state of Roza, the person leaves this world. Brothers and friends, there may be many of us who have some types of illnesses and we don't know how to go about and what to do. But understand that one is the masala of deen and one is the enthusiasm of a person to serve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we need to make these decisions in every aspect of our life, that there may be a concession, but then there also needs to be a resolution by us. And then leave everything else in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written that when we look at the different degrees of fasting, then one was the fasting of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. What was the fasting of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam? It was not just the fasting of abstinence of food and drink. It was not the fasting of the abstinence of things of this world. But the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam's fast was that they kept away from their hearts what is described as ma siwallah, everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Besides Allah is a khaliq, besides Allah Ta'ala everything is makhluq. Allah Ta'ala is the khaliq, everything besides Allah Ta'ala is shay. Everything is a thing. It was never in existence and it will cease to exist. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. But Allah Ta'ala will never cease. Allah is eternal, was and will be forever. So they kept everything out of their hearts that interfered with their relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And friends, this month of Ramadan gives us the opportunity. In that lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the Sahaba with regards to the coming of the month of Ramadan, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are four deeds besides the fast, besides the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, besides our sadaqah and our charities, besides our dua and everything else. There are four deeds that we need to increase in this month of Ramadan. And one is the kalima la ilaha illallah. That brings to our hearts the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one is the fasting of the pious saintly slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is not a mere abstinence of eating and drinking and abstaining from any marital relationship, but for them was to abstain from everything that Allah ta'ala had made haram, and not for a period of 30 days, but for their whole life. They fast in Ramadan, and out of Ramadan was that we keep away from everything that Allah ta'ala has made haram. Like somebody said, قَدْ سُمْتُ, I have fasted, لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِ هَكَذَا, like this for my whole life. I kept away from لَذَّات. وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ, now he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on that day when I leave this world and I meet Allah and the angels of the akhirat, then dhaka fitru sawmi, that will be the fitr, that will be the iftar of my roza, that my whole life I had made this resolution, this intention to keep the fast, not only of keeping away from what was halal, food, drink, marital relationship, etc., but to keep away from everything that was haram. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, one is our fast. Now our fast entails from sehri to iftar, that we keep away from eating and drinking, marital relationship. However, friends, the month of Ramadan can at least bring to us that we try to keep away and abstain from the total disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then when we hear the often recited ayat in the month of Ramadan, the prelude to Ramadan, that la'allakum tattaqoon, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this fast. Why has Allah ta'ala given us this fast? So that you may acquire taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that taqwa of Allah ta'ala is that we keep away from everything that is disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and strength of fasting in this month of Ramadan. And Allah ta'ala bring us to this month of Ramadan with khair and afiyat, with izzat, with ihtiram and adab of this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the energy to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every aspect in this month of Ramadan. Wherever is sick and ill amongst us and in the ummah, Allah ta'ala grant them complete shifa. Whoever has whatever difficulties, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve them of all the difficulties. And wherever the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the suffering from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.